Hey,
Hey,
Joanne. Hi.
Michael. Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you as always. Sigh.
Yes, I'm ready to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it. What's alive for you?
Well, I'm about to go to Seattle in about 2 weeks. And I'm going to be seeing my friend Valerie. And this is coming up for me as I anticipate our connection, which happens every time, by the way. It's a dynamic that shows up. And I want to process through how I can show up in integrity with myself when I'm with her. So there's something really like prickly for me with when we're together.
Yeah, so you said, so how to show up in integrity with yourself when you're with connecting with Valerie. Yeah.
Yes.
How would you say you show up currently?
I show up in a way that feels like I'm not centered as much as I'd like to be. I allow her to talk to me as if I've not lived life. She tends to like to preach something, the I told you so, like there's a lot of I told you so. Like she'd say something from a past event and she had told me so then, and then she'll come to this present moment and tell me, I told you this is what will happen. And there's a lot of you should do this, Joy. Not giving me like my space to think on my own. Or I don't feel that space of like being able to claim my truth. And there's like, if I said something like, I'm really sad about this, she'd be like, you shouldn't be sad about it. This is what God has, there's a lot of spiritual bypassing going on. And then I just, in that moment, I go, yeah. When I really, like the yeah, like I'm agreeing. And then there was one time when I disagreed because I realized what I was doing. She got very defensive. So there's this,
Yep,
yeah.
there's a lot here. Yeah, there's a lot. And as you're talking about Valerie and her, I told you so, and you claiming your truth and the just all that goes along with that. Now, what's the emotion that comes up?
Frustration.
Yeah.
Not being, and this is not an emotion, but I don't feel seen.
Yeah. And so, what is it that you would like today in our conversation?
I'd like to get some clarity on how I can show up differently for myself.
Yeah, how you can show, you said showing up in integrity with yourself. Is that, and so getting some clarity on that. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. Yes.
How will you know you have the clarity? so you can.
Yeah, when I feel like more settled and centered here.
Yeah, and you're pointing now, gesturing to your kind of your heart space or your.
Like almost like my spine, you know, being straight, like, okay, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you curious about exploring that either somatically or metaphorically?
Metaphorically, yeah.
Huh.
And maybe a little somatic, but metaphorically lands more with me today.
Yeah. So what for you metaphorically does it begin to bring up?
Let me tune into myself a little, yeah, Michael?
Yeah.
For some reason, this image of a rock comes up. Yeah, this big blob of rock is just appearing right there.
And the rock is, where is it in relation to you?
It's like seated right inside of me.
Inside of you.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like this shape. Yeah.
As you talk about it, I see a smile.
Yeah.
What is that?
It feels really like steady. Like, yeah. Try moving me now. You can't.
I'm moving me now. You can't.
Yeah.
What emotion comes up as you say those words, as you hear those words?
Defiant.
Hmm.
And strong, you know, a word just came up.
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
And what's the connection for you between respect and sturdiness, rock?
The connection is that, you know, I am I'm a human being. You know, I'm not some angel, you know, I'm not some reincarnated saint. You know, I have feelings, and they can be not so pleasant feelings. And I want that to be honored.
What part of you is saying this?
This part that that's tired of being perfect. You know, it comes from a young self of, you know, having to put up a show every time.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you can't possibly be mad or sad. You know, you only have one mode, and that's happy. You know, always smile. Oh, I'm tired of that, you know?
So what happens if you allow yourself just to feel that tiredness?
I feel more humane. I feel like I'm softening into myself. That I can just relax and be tired.
And as you stay kind of relaxed, tired, with yourself. Perfect. Mm-hmm. What else are you noticing?
I'm just noticing that it's a lot to carry. It's a lot to carry when there's an expectation that you need to be something other than this present moment. That when I allow myself this, like, okay, there's a, almost like a defense that's like brought down. There's no like, you know, armoring or pretending.
Where are you feeling that defense coming down?
Like right in front of me here. Mm-hmm. The softening. Oh. Yeah.
Would you like to explore that softening? Or would you like to do something else?
We could go there, yes. And I'd like to close my eyes just for a moment so I can kind of feel into it more.
Yeah. You know what you need?
Yeah. And it feels like there's a sensation in like my chest area, like it's like caving in a little bit more.
Not caving in, is it pleasant, unpleasant, neutral?
Neutral.
Neutral.
Yeah.
What happens if you just allow that caving in?
It feels a little vulnerable, a little closed in, like I'm about to shrink into my own shell. There's a wanting to like expand a little bit and to sit upright. Like there's a part of me that it feels small.
So I'm hearing two parts. It sounds like there's the closed in, wants to shrink into your own shell, and then that part that wants to expand.
Yeah. A part of me that wants to, like, I don't know why I'm saying this, I'm going to say it anyway, like, wants to float and bob along.
Float and bobble?
And bob along. Yeah.
And bob along.
Yeah, like, bob along. Like, I don't know, there's a level, like, a lightness to this. You know, like, yeah, this is what it is. It's like a, it's like a, when I feel a sense of freedom, like levity. Yeah.
And I just noticed your voice change as you said freedom and levity. What did you notice?
Like someone wants to play. It's a youthful side of me coming up.
And as you say that, you smile.
Yeah. I just... I'm just so tired of being this, you know, perfect person. Or this person that wants to agree, the side of me that wants to agree, oh yeah, you're right. But actually inside I'm like, no, I have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a voice. I disagree with what you're saying.
And I noticed again a shift in your tone. You said, I have a voice. You said it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice if there, what comes up there.
If that's any. A voice that doesn't come up very often.
Mm.
And it wants to be heard and respected. Yeah.
How could it be heard and respected?
Oh, by voicing. by saying it and accepting the impact of that difference.
Mm-hmm. So what
she might not like, she might not like it.
So what's getting in the way of voicing this difference?
Mm.
Her not liking it, maybe.
This little part of me, you know, that wants to please the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, please like me. Or please something. Like, don't be mad at me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, just don't be mad at me.
And as you say that, I notice you get sound a little younger.
Yeah.
And I wonder about how old are you? So don't get mad at me.
No, it's 7.
Yeah. And where are you?
Where am I? I am in my hometown. Yep. With my mother. Yeah, there are just many, you know, many moments where I would want her approval.
Yeah.
Many things. And not quite getting it. And then, you know, she'd just get mad if I didn't do things a certain way, or would tell me that someone else will get mad if I didn't do things a different way. So there was no like real space to have my own opinion or my own say.
Sounds really hard.
Yeah, and I find it, frankly, even in my adult years, when someone asks me for my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I struggle at times, and I feel it, like I feel something in me being threatened. Like it happened, you know, like just recently, somebody asking me for my opinion, and all of a sudden I was lost. That's all I could put it, like lost. It doesn't happen all the time. But I notice when it does happen, I haven't quite gotten to the bottom of it, but I feel like it's relevant to the situation with my friend.
Yeah, how are we doing there in terms of just getting clarity about how you want to be with your friend?
Yeah, I want to have more space for myself. Mm-hmm. Like honor that space.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take that baby step to say I disagree if there's a moment when I do actually disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that rock in me.
Mm-hmm. As you say that, do you feel that rock in you?
Yeah, is that my friend?
Mm. You smile and a giggle.
Yeah.
How is it to hang out here?
Say that again?
How is it to hang out here?
Assuring. Yeah, it feels like I'm grounded. I don't need to protect like anything. That I can be myself. And if she gets mad, she gets mad. That's her problem, not mine. I like that. Yeah.
And again, I noticed a shift in your tone as you said that, just yeah. That last bit. What did you notice?
I noticed that that I have more freedom, power about this.
More freedom, more power,
yeah.
Maybe more space.
Yeah. Yeah, giving myself that permission, you know, like, okay, this is yours, this is mine.
Mm-hmm. How is that to say, this is yours, this is mine?
Feels good. Yeah, feels good. Feels clean. Yeah. Just because you need to be right, you know. Fine, be right. It's so annoying. It really is.
It's funny, but there's laughter, and then you say it's so annoying. What's the laughter?
I have no idea. I'm like, it sounds so ridiculous. Huh. She wants to be right. Hmm. And a part of me wants to say, yeah, you're right. So what? Yeah, so there's a part of me that's judgy as well of how she's appearing before me, because I know she means well, you know. She means really well. I get she walks her spiritual path and she knows a lot of things and she's wise. But there's a part where there's just, it gets really like intrusive.
Yeah, and again, just as you said that word intrusive,
yeah,
there's some emotion there.
Yeah, it's like, respect my journey, you know, like I have my own journey. I mean, she doesn't seem to have any problems, like, which is bullshit, by the way, right? Like, no, I'm the one who has all the problems. me, but she has no problems. So I think that's the part that's like, I'm sharing all the stuff about me, and then she hardly shares anything. Like, her life is just perfect. Mm-hmm. So
I'm hearing a lot of discernment between her and me.
Yeah.
A lot of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you right now with this?
I have a good sense of how I want to show up. You know, I need to be just true with where I'm at with my life. And I also have to be honest. I don't think it's a very balanced relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking through this right now, I'm just getting this epiphany that she's showing up for me as a almost like a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm really a friend that she, you know, I don't know what it is. So there's probably more exploration for another, you know, for me to explore, like what's this friendship about?
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting clarity, you know, about how, what would be in integrity for me when I see her.
Yeah, so just noticing that it sounds like you're noticing that there's a place to still explore how to balance out this friendship.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're feeling more integrity about how you're going to show up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just want to check in and see what it is that you need right now.
I need to remind myself
mm-hmm.
that I have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have a voice, and how do you remind yourself of that?
What works for me is in my like morning practice,
mm-hmm.
you know, to just say something simple to myself. I have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that comes to mind that would be supportive as a reminder? That you have a voice?
Well, I can visualize something.
Mm.
Like, well, maybe not visualize something, but I do this already, but I think this could be an added bonus, is that my friend gave me this amazing, like, spray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for, like, the throat chakra, and has a lovely scent. So I could spray that and remind myself. I think the more senses that I can play into this, you know, reminder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've got the spray, you've got the saying, I have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
What other senses do you want to involve in the reminder?
Mm. I can't think of any right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because I know this is coming up, you know, so in the moment or before I meet her, just to remind myself mentally and to just perhaps also before, you know, just to like touch my throat and touch my belly to remember that I've got my power, you know, that, okay, I've got this. Yeah. It's scary. It's like, I don't know why. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a part of you that it's scared, it seems, and then there's a part that is knowing and knows that you've got that voice.
Yeah. Something needs to shift. Otherwise, I don't feel like I'm myself. I'm just agreeing. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm tired of that.
So with that little bit of energy, I just heard, is there anything you want to do with that right now?
Yeah, you gotta ask me that. I feel like going, ha! Like that. Jesus.
That's great. And I would encourage you, if you want to do it again.
Again?
If you want
you to. Think?
Whatever you want. This is your purpose.
Yeah. I wish this was like a pillow here, you know. I feel like doing a karate chop on this table, but I'd hurt myself. So yeah.
There's a lot of power that's coming up.
Yeah.
What are you recognizing?
I've got a lot in me.
Just want to check in and just see where you are right now with things. Clarity, knowing what to do, what to say, how to be with this person.
Yeah, I feel complete. I mean, I might not know exactly what to say, but I feel like I've got this like sense of what, how I want to show up. How I want to, you know, show up for myself. Yeah.
That sounds like a budding trust, self-trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I might say some things that's not going to land well with her as I speak my truth, you know?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're allowing that and giving yourself permission.
Yeah. To take that risk.
To take the risk.
Yeah, take the risk. Yeah.
So is there anything else that you want or need to do or say to feel complete?
Nope. I'm good. Yeah. Thank you. This is very timely.
You're very welcome. I look forward to hearing how it what all goes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks, Joy. Thanks, Joy. We'll speak soon.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Okay.